League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Huh? Because guess what? In a 9-month period, I can only have one baby, but they could spread their seed all over town and have a boatload of them. I'm just saying, men
well,
should
be
the one to take birth
really
control.
Bad if you were in a relationship like that. If your husband is spreading a seed all over town and you're pregnant.
Can we not call it spreading seed?
I'm a mess. I do my makeup in the car. Pulling up 6:30 when I told you 6 o'clock. What? I admit I'm always about to fall apart, but you would never notice cause I make you think I'm not. You say you know me, but you don't, but you don't, but you don't. Make it look easy, but you don't, but you don't. Looks can be deceiving, could let you see the real me.
Audio is not perfect today, guys.
It's not.
I can't even hear you in your microphone because you muted yourself.
I fucking hate myself.
You don't. We do. We practice self-love here.
Bye.
It's fun.
Literally, I muted my ears and my mic.
Good.
Okay. Just kidding. Take two.
Oh, we're going to redo.
Yeah.
No, I think you should keep it.
What? I'm going to keep this?
Why would you
know
do
what?
That?
This is just hot fire trash. It's fine. Hey guys, we love you. So happy to be here. It's been a great day.
It has been a great day.
Actually, it's been an amazing day.
Right. We have accomplished a lot. We had a great brunch.
We painted the wall in our studio.
Mike painted it.
We painted it by proxy.
Yeah. That.
You don't know what that means.
I do not.
It's okay.
Oh my God. Yes, by proxy.
And we're joined by a guest.
Yes.
None other than Stephanie herself, better with Chardonnay.
Hey, girl.
Hey. Oh my gosh. So I just want everybody to know, first of all, nobody asked me to, like, nobody wanted me to come on here and talk. Like, I literally was sliding into your DMs. Like,
that is not true. I mean, it is true. You slid into our DMs.
But we love you.
We do.
I was like, what do I got to do to get an interview around here, you guys? Come on. I thought we were closer than that.
I love it. And clearly we just fly by the seat of our pants because we were like, sure, Sunday, let's do it.
You see how this goes.
Yeah. And like my schedule was wide open. I was like, yeah, and we can do it today. We can do it tomorrow. I'll do it this afternoon.
Yeah.
Anytime.
Well, we don't play hard to get. You know how people are like, let me check and see what I got going on. See, we're not like that. We're like, we got nothing going on. We had brunch, but like besides that, we're like, nah, girl, when are you available? Tomorrow, great. Sign it up.
Great. Let's do it.
That's fine. Yeah.
I was like, can you do it around my kid's bedtime so that I don't have to do like the full bedtime routine?
Yeah.
I was like, okay, babe, love you. You're going to have to do this. I got business stuff to do. Okay. This
I'm working. Yeah, you're working.
Sorry. Yeah, I'm bringing in the paychecks.
I've got to, well, you're not getting paid for this, so.
Oh, okay, well, we'll see you guys later. Bye.
She's like, don't tell Bailey.
On that note, let me just hang up.
Click. Oh, my God. Well, we're excited that you're here. And everybody that commented on our picture, they were very pumped you were here.
Yes.
So pumped.
People
are
going to
be like, I always feel like people get jacked to like meet me or something. And then they're like highly disappointed. They're like, oh, I thought you were going to be like way cooler in real life. And maybe that's just like my own insecurity.
Yeah. No, that's in your head.
Totally. But I do think that people have, and we're just as guilty of it. Like, I think when you get on stories, like you're again, like showing highlights or you're just showing yourself at like your most hyper or whatever the case may be, your funniest moment.
Your energy level is way up. Yeah.
Right. Because you're on stories, you're entertaining. Like that's just fact of the matter.
Right.
But nobody's
on like,
all the time.
Right.
Right. And you're like, I'm 99% of the time by myself at home. So I'm like, goofy, carefree. But then when people are around, I'm like, oh no, I don't story when people are around.
Right.
Because that's really awkward.
100%.
Like, to talk to my phone.
So awkward.
I'm just getting comfortable doing it around Bailey. And he's like, you're getting really good. Like, I feel like you're more comfortable. And I'm like, but it's still awkward to like talk to your phone.
It is. And when people are around, I agree. I always give credit to the people that can be walking down the street that are like, clearly storing or whatever. Maybe they're really FaceTiming. I don't know. But I'm like, wow, that's really great that your confidence level is up to here and you are up storing.
And I can do that. No problem.
What?
But ask me to be in the house and storing in the same room as my husband. And I would rather die.
Yeah, I don't want to do it with my husband or strangers on the street. Unless I'm with somebody. If I have like you with me, I'll do it. I don't care what I look like. But if it's just me and I have like my phone out and I'm like, I don't know.
I can do it on this. I could do it. I can do it in public. Like that doesn't bother me.
It's just like in your house. It's just
in my house. And one day, this was before my mother-in-law moved down here and she was in the bathroom and I was storing in the kitchen. I was trying to like story quiet and like kind of fast. And she poked her head out and she was like, I can't hear you. And I was like, I'm in the middle of the story.
I'm storing.
And she like doesn't understand Instagram. Like she just doesn't really know what it is.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure she just has no idea what it is that we even do here.
That's fun.
Oh my God.
We don't even know what we're doing here. Obviously you muted yourself.
But I was like, Debbie, I'm just talking to myself. I was like,
I'm talking to my people.
I was right. Like, I'm just like, recording why, I myself.
That's why I don't do it. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just recording myself.
Sorry. Like, here we go. We're just going to keep, this is going to be me the whole time, like talking over you. Like, hey guys.
No, it's fine. No, it takes some getting used to. It's all good. But yeah, I mean, it is just the weirdest thing. But back to what you were saying, like, I think it's your own insecurity, people being like disappointed to meet you. But I also think that people forget that there's like an actual human that is behind the story that isn't just like there to entertain 24/7.
Right. Totally.
So. Have you had anybody freak out?
I've met like I get really weirded out. Well, I don't because I don't ever notice them. But like if we're in Target or Walmart or whatever, Bailey's like, have you not watched? Like there's a lady that just keeps going down the same aisles as you. Like they don't ever say hi. I'm like, come up and say something so that I don't go like, okay, we got to leave. This person is like a stalker.
Right. I'm about to be trafficked.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then like a couple times, like somebody's met me and they're like, oh, you're just not what I thought in person. And I was like, I immediately took it negatively. Yeah. Like, no. I was like, is that a bad thing? Like, did you want me to be prettier or taller or what? I don't know.
Yeah.
But most of the time, like, I don't ever know, too. And Bailey's like, you need to start asking them to, like, get a picture with you because I think that's what they would want. And I was like, that sounds really conceited to be like, did you want to get a picture with me?
We literally just had this conversation last week, Spencer and I did.
Yeah.
Because it feels
like,
so weird.
Like, somebody asks. I'm not going to ask them.
But like, and you can tell, but you can tell when someone wants to, but they just won't. And so then you're like, okay.
Because then it's like, how do you.
I'm bringing up like, I want a picture with you. Like, let me get a picture with you. Because like, I never meet people. So let me get it. Like, actually, I'll make you feel better.
That's a good way.
Yeah. I love that.
Dang.
I need to remember that because I don't ever remember it. I like freeze and I'm like, how about the weather?
Yeah.
I feel like the most socially awkward person in the world when someone will recognize me. And like several months ago, I had two people, and if you're listening to this, you know exactly who you are, but I had two people come to my job and they were like,
just to meet you?
Yes. And I have never talked, I have never said my place of employment on stories, anything. I'm like pretty careful about like not showing the name or anything, like, cause I don't want that. And I had two people in 1 week and I texted Wendy and I was like, I don't like this at all. It's fucking awkward. I'm really uncomfortable. Like, I don't like that they figured out like where I worked and came here.
Yeah.
And like beelined for me. Like, it wasn't like they like casually came in. It was like,
Stroll around for a second and then be like, oh, it's you.
Yeah.
Bumped
into you.
Yeah. But it's just a weird thing. But I mean, we're like nobodies. So imagine like what celebrities feel like.
I know. Like imagine freaking the Kardashians. I don't love them, but like imagine the attention. They can't do anything alone.
I would need to be on Xanax 24/7.
Like, that's why they are.
Yeah, I would be in a state of constant panic.
Yeah, I would be more worried about like someone's going to kill me.
On and like your head down yep. the whole time. You're for just sure. Like, don't talk to me.
Yeah. Do you remember the first time that anybody like recognized you in public and approached you?
I actually think it was a lady who said, "You're not what I expected," and I was like, "Cool. I hope I never meet anybody ever again."
Great. Like, awesome. Great. This was awesome. Great for me.
But I mean, like, I know that it was like, I think she literally meant it in a totally good way, but yeah. my brain immediately went like, well, what do you want me to be? I'll change. I swear, I'll do it.
Yeah. You want me to be taller? You want me to be a baller? You want me to be a shot caller?
Yeah, wear heels out next time.
Right.
I'm sorry, I don't have enough makeup on today. I don't know.
No, but like Spencer said, people forget you're like a real person. So even if you're yeah. out in like leggings and your hair in a bun, if that's not what you're like always looking at on store or look like on stories, it's like they yeah. see you and they're like, wait, because it's very different seeing somebody in the flesh versus yeah. like on their phone. I don't
and
know.
That's always my MO too. It's like, I will get dressed up to try on clothes and I don't leave my house half the time. Like I'm getting yeah. dressed up to do things on camera. And then Bailey's like, oh, you look good today. And I'm like, well, I didn't go anywhere. Like I didn't do anything. Right. I'm just here. But then the times that I go out to like Target, I'm like, I'm going to Target, no makeup, no nothing. And I'm like, of course I'm going to run into somebody when
every
I'm
time.
Just like, yo, what's up?
Yeah. You can bet.
Every time.
You're going to do that every time. That's just how it goes. I mean, when I have a good outfit on and I'm like, leaving work or something, like, man, I really hope I run into somebody today. And then I don't. And then, yeah, nothing. I, like, run out and my self-tanner's halfway running down my face. And then people yeah. let you know. You're like, hey, girl. Oh, hey.
There's nothing worse, though, than, like, when you get all ready to, like, do, like, a day of, like, content creation or, like, making TikToks or whatever. And then you don't get anything done. You're yeah. like, great. Well, now I'm going to look like waste. Duty because I still need to do these. Is yeah. that just me?
Yes. Yeah.
It's a freaking job. It really is. Like yeah. getting ready in the morning and like doing that. Like you said, you'll get ready to do your try-ons and all of that.
And then the try-on takes yeah. like 5 minutes. And I'm like, I just got ready for 2 hours to do something for 5 motherfucking yeah. minutes.
This yeah.
stupid.
You are like killing it though with like your reels and mm-hmm. stuff. Like you, I feel like you churn out a lot of content
yeah.
like that.
And like for me, the reels were, I used to do like these short little like, gets on my stories and I was like, this is so fun. I love this, like just something to poke fun at something. And then Reels came out and I was like, ooh, I'm not touching that because I tried to do TikTok for a second and I still kind of throw some stuff up there. But that's like the freaking like the Wild West yeah. over there. I'm like, people are like, why is your foot tapping like that? I'm like, wow, these people are ruthless over yeah. here.
They don't miss yeah. a thing.
Mm-mm. They don't. And they don't mess around. And then I'm like, I don't even know these people. Like, I can't, how do you DM somebody in TikTok? I don't know how to get around this place. I'm like, okay, I'm going to pause. And then I'm just going to put this stuff up on Reels. And that's been so much fun. Just like being able to still do like fun, short little video content. I feel like a lot more of like my funny side gets to come out versus like, oh, okay, this is the top. This is the size I'm wearing, yada, yada, where it's like, okay, this is the way I was feeling today. Like, started my period. I'm feeling really bloated. I'm going to make a reel about that because
then that's funny. To. Yeah. And then more people can yeah. relate to that. Cause let's be honest, when we get off bloated and periodish.
Yeah.
Ugh. But and I feel like reels like, are easier just, now than they used to be. Cause when they first came out, it was a nightmare trying to figure out sound bites and like how to do it.
They didn't have like a good database of sounds.
It was horrible.
See, and half the time I record mine just like a video, like when I do a try on or like a fashion one, I will do it just on a video. So like, my regular recording, and then I'll just put music over the top. Yeah. And sometimes, like, my transitions, I'm like, oh, wow, that was lucky that yes. it, like, happened to go with the music.
It's so great
when
that happens.
The voiceover ones, those ones are tough.
They are hard.
Those ones take, like, an hour, and Bailey's like, what'd you do today? And I was like, I tried to do this reel for 2 hours because I can't get the timing down, and my lip syncing is all off, yeah. and it looks terrible. But I'm like a perfectionist when it comes down to that, too. So if I'm, like, one word's off, I'm like, nope, redo it.
Yeah, that's one thing that I've been waiting for Instagram to figure out with reels that
what?
TikTok has. Like with TikTok, if I like a lip syncing video, say I record the whole lip syncing video, uh-huh. I can take my music and shift it just slightly if my lips aren't perfect.
Are you serious?
Yes. And it is like the best thing ever because then you can actually set it. So like the words will play and you can mouth it like after the fact, if you can't be like on beat with the lip syncing and then just change the music.
Oh my gosh.
So that you're actually lip syncing. I've been waiting for Instagram to like get it together and get that feature because it is so much easier to lip sync on TikTok because of that.
Well, yeah, if you can tweak it by the sound and make it. Oh my gosh, it's I did not know that. I don't do
TikToks, I would get caught up on the startup of them because like when you do the countdown, like the words are already starting. So you almost have to like start before the voice.
That's
like,
what I told.
You can actually hear it. So it's always the beginning of mine that I'm like, and then I'll just like catch up. But like you said, if you could like dial it back a little bit to match it, then you're like, got it.
Well,
you're
we made one a couple months ago. That's what I told Spencer. You almost have to be saying it first, like before the, the thing starts. Remember we were making ours in here and Spencer's like, oh my gosh.
I was so pissed.
She was so annoyed. And I was like, you have to kind of start saying it and then hit like play or whatever, record.
Yeah.
And then somehow, miraculously, the Reels God was like, matched, you know, and
the
it just
Reels God,
the real G.
You've tried 19 times.
Right. We feel sorry for you. So here. No, I know. It's crazy though, like with the way that content is now. I mean, you have to get creative. You can't just do a story try-on anymore. So long are those days, you know?
Yes.
Also, try-ons are hella boring. I'm just saying it because it's true. But when you have it in like a different format or like a quick format, like the way that you do try-ons with like the Reels, those I'll watch. Those are like interesting to me. But just watching somebody stand in front of their mirror for 25 minutes being like, you can style it like this or like this or like this.
And the back looks like this and then the front looks like this.
Right, like got like, it. It's a fucking t-shirt, Gina. Move on.
Anyways, but I'm telling you will get messages like, but you didn't show the back and you didn't show me like five different ways to style it. And I'm like, okay.
So well, I'm sorry that that person is so stupid. It's a fucking t-shirt. Do you need me to show you how to knot it? Do you need me how to show you how to tuck it in? Sorry. I'm just really bothered by that.
Mine's always on that. If you go to the link, it'll show the model wearing it and she'll do a full circle for you. Like, I'm just here to be like, here's the front. This, I'm wearing a large.
Right.
Okay, bye. Here's the other one. I'm wearing a large.
Here's my height. Here is the size. Take a gander. Move on.
Yeah.
That's something that helped, I think, a ton of people, too, is like putting that stuff up first. Be like, I'm 5'7". I was like, how much do you weigh? I was like, doesn't fucking matter how much I weigh. Weight has nothing to do with the way of this. Like, this is my bust size.
Right.
But my actual weight means nothing because, like, I could have a fat ass or, like, I have no ass. And I have baby legs. So I'm like, I have really skinny legs. So, like, just beware of that.
Yeah.
But, like, got, like, telling them, like,
the Heather McMahon ankles thing going on.
But people are like, well, wait, how much do you weigh? And I'm like, nah. I mean, I'll tell you, but that doesn't mean that the shirt's going to fit you any differently if I weigh 170 pounds or 112.
Right.
And haven't we learned by now that you can have five different women that all weigh 150 pounds
and
they're
so
all
different.
Going to have totally different body types?
Yeah.
Stupid.
Yes.
Why do people gotta be so dumb?
Why you gotta be so mean?
Dumb.
We had a good time at brunch today.
Yes, we did.
Bottomless mimosas were flowing through my body.
I had the Bloody Marys, and I will say I was not disappointed.
No, it was great. And not only was it great, they were so good that we had to come home and take a little ibuprofen and liquid IV, guys, because, you know, when you get older, you just need to do that.
Yes. Liquid IV's Hydration Multiplier is a great tasting daily electrolyte drink mix that utilizes the breakthrough science of cellular transport technology to deliver hydration to the bloodstream faster and more efficiently than water alone. Did you know 3 out of 4 Americans are dehydrated?
Yes, 100%.
I mean, I know I am a thirsty bitch, but
you are so dehydrated. I tell my mom all the time, my mom lives on Diet Mountain Dew, y'all, let me tell you. And I tell her, I'm like, you need to just drink liquid. Actually, my cousin told her about liquid IV and was like, why don't you do it? Wendy's always talking about it. And so that's what we need to do, is have my mom taste it and get her honest opinion. That's what we'll do.
That's a great idea.
She doesn't drink water ever. And so I told her, I was like, at least drink one of those a day. And that's equal to like almost 3 glasses of water.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, it's non-GMO. It literally is 3 times the amount of electrolytes.
Yes.
Of like a normal sports drink, which are so bad for you anyways. Plus they add in essential vitamins like B3, B5, vitamin C. And there are so many delicious flavors. Strawberry.
So many good flavors.
Grape, watermelon.
Pina colada.
Oh, so good.
Now I'm like salivating.
I wonder, you know what?
What?
Add the pina colada to like coconut water.
That would be really good.
A little squeeze of lime. Bet you that is delicious.
That sounds really good.
Sounds very refreshing. All right. Well, we're going to go try that. You're going to head to liquidiv.com and use code SWIPINGUP for 25% off at checkout and try all the flavors.
Stay thirsty.
Okay. So you don't really make TikToks as much, but do you, are you like on TikTok? Like, do you watch, do you consume TikToks?
I go through phases where it's like days where I like don't leave my couch and I'm on there and I'm like, I haven't done a fucking thing.
It's like a rabbit hole.
Because I got lost on TikTok and I'm down a rabbit hole and I don't know how to get out. And then they'll be like, I'll go 2 weeks and I won't even open it because I'm like, okay, I'll post one of my own. I'll be like, yes, I'm ready to be on TikTok. And then I'll get on there and I'll be like, 2 views over the last 3 days. Like, yeah. Never mind, fuck it, I'm done.
Ready to get off TikTok.
Seriously, TikTok is, like you said, it's brutal though. Like you make a video that you think you're, or whatever, a TikTok, a video. It's like a, you make yourself a video over there on the TikTok.
I'll make yourself a video and put it on that TikTok right there.
But then, yeah, it's hard. I feel like there's so much like, oversaturation, because TikTok, you go there just for one thing. Instagram, you can do photos, you can do reels, you can do stories, you can do, there's a lot of stuff to do on there. But then TikTok is very intimidating because you have to get on there and you want to be top notch. Like some of these girls I'm showing like you, like they're insane. Right. No, it's fine. There's like incredible with like the content creation more than just like the transitions. Like she's doing Photoshop, the Kellydactyl girl.
Oh yeah.
In.
Oh yeah.
She turned her hoodie the other day into Skittles. Like the Skittles came out of the, she was Skittles. She ran to the table and fell and she was gone and Skittles came out. And I was like, what just happened here? And I watched it like five times.
She turned into Skittles.
I couldn't believe it. Yeah, I kept watching it.
Old teams doing their production and then they edit it for 6 days. I'm like, bitch, I'm just trying to get on here and post one video. It took me 3 minutes to make. Just let me like post it up.
That's right. Yeah, I can't.
I will say though, creators on TikTok like have exponential growth compared to on Instagram.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Like, totally.
Like there's, and we can circle back to this conversation, but there is a couple that is on TikTok and they went viral. He bought her a truck, a pickup truck, and recorded her like being like, baby, I love it. And it went viral. So they went January, I think,
for buying a truck.
For her reaction to him buying it, it's so giving Kat Stickler, whatever her name is, like that kind of thing where she was like, Chick-fil-A, you know, when they were going to like go shopping.
Yes.
So
and Home Goods, that one when they were.
Yes. Where he was like, I'm taking you out. And she was like, really?
Oh my God. And when Home Goods, you can do whatever.
And it was like totally fake on stage. But anyways.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I know that one.
So he buys her this truck and she's driving it. And she was like, oh my God, I can't even believe it. It's so exciting. And it went viral. So January 12th, I think, is when that video went up. And they hit 90, I think they hit like 90,000 followers or something like that. What? I don't know how many they had before that video started, but I think January 12th, they, whatever, they're over 1 million followers.
No.
Yeah. Oh my God.
For the truck, like show this video because I'm literally thinking about when Mike gets me pizza or Chick-fil-A, I'm going to start recording my reactions.
Just record it. Yeah.
Because what?
Hold on.
I'm sorry.
I'll look it up. So their account is.
And I. Always the dumbest videos where you're like, if I would just have my phone out or like, oh, let me show my kid running down the hallway. They're like going viral.
Yes.
And you're like, okay. So yeah, I just have to do this.
They just hit 1.1 million followers.
Oh my gosh.
So they hit a 1 million followers. Yes. Yesterday and today are up to 1.1.
I'm stressed about this.
Congratulations.
And then, Devin test driving her new car. That video went up on the 15th of January.
I want to see this video because if it's holy not shit, good wow. and make me cry, then I'm so disappointed.
Okay.
I've been way too bored to be trapped. Oh my gosh, Hunter.
Let's go, baby. Let's go.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Oh my gosh. Talk about booze. Wait, am I good?
Yes, you're good.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Oh, what way do I go?
Just go that way, where we
came in. I forgot how to drive. Hunter! What? Oh, what am I doing?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh.
Planner.
Oh, my gosh.
Girl.
This is smooth like butter.
It is, girl.
That's the whole video.
Stop.
It ends with, that is smooth like butter. That is the entire video. And we're talking.
Oh, my gosh.
I need you to buy me a truck.
In 2 weeks. And my bad. It wasn't a truck. It was a Lexus. It was booge, smooth like butter.
Booge. Okay. Wow.
So their handle's the Cordle family, if anybody wants to go look at their videos, because they have since, similar to Kat and Mike, made a just shitload of couple videos. Like, that's their thing now.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, so I really don't like it. It gives me big cringe.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't like couple accounts. It reminds me of, like, you know,
Facebook.
Your aunt and uncle that have like the couple's Facebook page because they can't trust each other to have their own.
Wait, my aunt and uncle really do have a joint one.
Your aunt and uncle got some marital problems.
I don't think it's because they can't trust each other, but yes, I hate that. And it's like when people get a little bit or a lot of attention, they like go balls deep into it.
Oh, yeah.
And they ruin that. It's like, okay, cool. Like, keep your cool for a second and like pipe it down for a minute. Oh my gosh, you know, don't make like 18 videos back to back. Give it a rest, girl. Drive that Lexus around for a little bit and give it some rest. I'm like, why are we making 50 videos in 2 weeks? It's no.
Hunter.
His name is Hunterah. Hunter.
Oh, man.
And it's too bad.
I like giving Bailey to people like a treat where it's like, you get to come on my stories and you are like a treat, but pipe down, you're not going to be on every story. You're not going to start being in my video.
Right, like, I'm the main character, bitch.
Right.
Yes. You're in the back seat.
Yeah. If Bailey's on something, he's like, immediately 5 minutes later, I'm doing something, making dinner, and he's like, hey, so what are the people saying about what I said? Like, do they think I'm really funny? And I'm like, babe, I love you.
That's kind of precious, though. You know, he just wants a little taste of fame.
Yeah, he does. He wants it and he loves it. And then he makes him happy and he's like, okay, that's all I needed.
Aww.
I get followers love me. I know it.
That's cute.
That's totally different vibes than us painting their wall. Because Mike was like, I don't want to be in that video. I said, it's going to be fast.
Oh, my God. He was so pissed. He was about to haul ass out of the room. He was like, I don't want to be on that video.
I'm like, you're not. Relax.
We did get a lot of questions.
I was standing in front of you.
Right.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
We did get a lot of questions wanting more information about Bailey, though.
We did,
like,
yeah.
I was like, wow.
It's such a mystery.
I mean, he must be.
Every time he's on, they're like, wait, what does he do? Why is he home? Blah, 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 blah. I mean, I don't know what questions came in. But
right.
It, literally
similar to that.
Basically that. Have her tell us more about Bailey. And I'm like, what is she going to say on here that she hasn't already said on her stories?
Yeah. Bailey has his own job. He's a landman. He comes home for lunch. And then that's when we have like some time together. And that's about it.
Yeah. And that's that. Although he was looking dapper in his outfit the other day.
Oh, yeah.
Was that your birthday? Was it for your birthday or his birthday or what was that?
Yeah, it was when he wore the turtleneck.
Yes, and the blue. Didn't he wear a blue jacket?
Yeah, blue jacket. He looked like Anchorman. It was. He was trying to steal the show.
He was turtlenecking. You know, he was ready to cut a rug out on the town.
Yep, and we did. We sure did.
Girl.
I think I left both of my credit cards at the bar. I had to go back like 2 days later. And it's not like a bar that's like open all day. It's one that only opens at like 8 p.m. So I have to like leave my kids, like tuck my kids into bed and then go to the same bar and be like, I left both my credit cards here. Can I have them? I'm in my pajamas. And there's people like lining up. I had to wait in line with the people getting into the bar like to go party. And I'm like, I'm just here for my goods. Can I have them back, please?
I've definitely had to do that though.
I'm embarrassed to say that there is. So when I lived in New York, when I first moved there and I had a roommate, there was a bar across the street from us that was like I've talked about it before, I think, on the show. Like it wasn't a 24-hour bar, but it really kind of was. It never had a closing time. So, like, you would come there after all the other bars were closed.
Yeah.
And you'd go to the cellar. Well, the cellar was across the street from my apartment. And on more than one occasion, I had to go back the next day because I left my shoes there.
Your shoes.
My shoes.
Wow. At the bar?
My shoes. Yeah.
She went home barefoot.
You were walking around a nasty-ass bar floor barefoot.
Dirty.
Bar floor, streets, like
I'm getting everything. Britney Spears Cheeto bathroom vibes. Like,
So bad.
Bless. Yeah. Oh,
and you
boy.
Know what? They always had my shoes.
Well, sure they did. They're like, Spencer will be back.
The only person who leaves their shoes at a bar. Yeah.
Sadly, I was not the only one.
Listen, sadly, I've taken my shoes off in a bar too. So we get it. I mean, I get it.
Sometimes, you just when gotta really, barefoot it.
Yes, when you're getting jiggy with it. You do. Oh, God. But
this
yes.
is not the kind of bar you got jiggy in.
Oh, no.
It was real scummy.
Good. I'm really glad you were barefoot
time.
There.
Great. Yes.
You don't care when you're young like that. I think you're immune to all kinds of stuff.
Oh.
You are. Absolutely.
You're building your immune system is what you're doing. Right.
True.
Oh, yeah. Ew. God.
What were you, what was Steph like in college? I feel like.
I don't remember her because we were blackout all the time.
That's Perfect. What I was thinking. I was thinking you were probably a wild child.
I was like, I don't know. I mean, literally it was like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Like we would make up a reason, like Thirsty Thursdays. And then you had like Wasted Wednesdays and you're just like, yeah, we're going down. Like,
yeah. Always.
Easy. Like Sunday, maybe. No, Sunday. Like maybe Monday. It was, I don't remember.
Yeah. It was like Monday. Twisted Tuesday, Wild and Out Wednesday, Thirsty Thursday.
Like, I just got a D on my test. I need to celebrate. Let's go out tonight.
I need
to celebrate that D.
Hey, D's get degrees, girl.
I don't know. I don't think they do.
D's don't get degrees.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I think
D's
they do.
Nuts.
That's bye. Bye.
Oh my God.
It's not that funny, but it is to me now because I said it. That's not. I really feel like if you got a D, you passed. Where are you saying that?
I'm
in college
really
or high school?
That a D's nuts. Joke. Like, I am. Yes. That's it. I'm done.
I mean, listen. I really wanted to come on and say, why did the chicken cross the road? Because.
Stupid. You're stupid.
Dad jokes, honey. Dad jokes galore.
Listen, I like it.
Galore.
My friend Elaine, her favorite joke. I mean, like, I've never seen this bitch laugh so hard at own joke than what do you call a fish without an eye?
Hold on.
I don't know.
I was taking the eye out of fish, I swear to God.
Literally, I will never forget. She told somebody that. She couldn't even get it out of her mouth, and she was on the floor, like, weeping. Crying, laughing. I was like, that is the worst joke I've ever heard. Like,
but they
now
are,
I find it
no,
funny.
No, it's but. So, like, I love dad jokes because they are so dumb, but they are so funny to me. And I'm the type of person,
so
I ruin the joke every time. I ruin the punchline. I can't get it out before I'm laughing hysterically and it ruins it for everybody because I don't get to say it. And then I just start giggling away and then I tell it later and then I'm like, well, damn, that's not even that funny. Ugh. Annoying, but no.
I can't ever remember jokes. I'm like the punchline, like you said, like these nuts, or like that's what she said. Like I can give you those,
yeah,
like zingers.
Joke, nope, ain't got them.
And then if you try to do it and you ruin it and get it mixed up, that totally, it's like, oh, yeah. No.
Wait,
it was.
No, she wasn't in a bar.
Yeah,
it was
the light,
wait,
but then yeah,
it
and then it ruins it.
I don't know.
I agree with you. And then I screw it up.
You
and
have
then
to
it's
have like
funny.
One or two in your arsenal. And then just go with those all the time. Just use it whenever you meet somebody. And
girl.
You're like, these are my cute jokes.
Dad jokes. That's hello. That's what they do. They got them pocket, you know?
Ready.
Bailey got some dad jokes. I bet. Ask him.
Bailey's got massive dad jokes, but he always does them off camera. So I'm like, hold on, wait. Do that again. And he's like, it's not funny now.
It's not. I agree.
You can never deliver it the same way twice.
No. It's the one take.
Like,
you gotta do it.
I need like a full seat. I need to start like planting cameras in our kitchen because they're always when we're just like waiting for dinner or the kids are being, you know, shitheads. And I'm like, okay, he's so funny. And I'm like, wait, hold on. Can you be funny when I'm on, like when I'm recording you? He's like, no, it just doesn't look that way, babe. Like, nobody will ever see the side of me because you're not picking up with your camera.
Great. Oh, well, bug that house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's official. He deserves it.
He does deserve it.
Yeah.
He wants to be like that. That's fun. Bug it up. Nanny can't
bug it up.
All the way.
All the way. Yep.
Oh, no. You were wild in college, obviously. Well, wait.
I was wild in high school.
Oh, in high school.
I mean, I'm not going to say I wasn't wild in college. I was wild in college, but it really started in high school. I mean, bless.
Yeah. Well,
trouble.
We all have a little wild streak is what I was getting at.
Yeah. I feel like it's healthy.
It is healthy. When we come to Texas, when that happens, we need to, you need to join in on the crew. You're in where? Where are you? Are you in Dallas?
I'm in Midland, Texas. Midland. So way west. Like, yeah.
It's how far is that from Dallas? Like a bunch of hours?
Like 5 hours.
Okay, dang.
Oh, shit. That's far.
Yeah.
That is far.
Yeah.
Man.
We're out in the boonies.
I mean, Texas is huge.
Texas
though.
Is big.
Yeah.
Texas is a whole.
And coming from, like, I came from Montana where it was the same thing. It was like, you want to go to the other town, it's 2 or 3 hours to get to the next town.
Are you from Montana?
So this was like, yeah.
Oh, no. I didn't know that.
So all this Yellowstone shit, I'm like, cowboys do not look like that, okay? That's not what walks into the gas station.
It's if some you guy with no teeth. Tell me that they don't look like Rip Wheeler, I'm going to end this podcast right now.
So false. I mean, you might get like one, it's like the, maybe like a son who's like not even a real cowboy. He's like, man, my dad owns a ranch. And I'm like, cool.
Right.
Not cool. Like,
and Yellowstone is having a moment. Right. Yeah. Like, people are obsessed. And I love Western wear. Give me a boot. Give me some fringe. Shimmy shake, you know? Love it.
Shimmy shake.
I don't know why I said that. That was a mom joke. But I love that. And then now it's like people are obsessed. And I'm like, back off my trend. I've been here. Spencer's scared.
That was a great.
But I'm just saying, like, don't just jump on bandwagons because of Yellowstone. No, Yellowstone's good. I got to catch up on it. But
why don't you just embrace that Yellowstone is bringing your style to the forefront? There are going to be more selections for you because it's popular.
But I don't always like what's popular.
Everybody's got a cowboy boot now.
Everybody.
Every boutique's got a damn cowboy boot.
Got one. Yeah. But you got to get the
cheap
good stuff.
Shit,
yeah, you
got to
get the good
boots,
ones.
Yeah.
You can't be getting them little raggedy, like, where you scuff them up a little bit or water gets on where they bubble up looking like pimples. No. Those aren't the ones. These aren't the ones. Like a fried up piece of boot. No.
Well, that was like when Hunter, like years ago, I'm talking like 2008, when 2007, whatever, when Hunter boots became like a fashion statement.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, I've been wearing these for 15 years,
right.
Stomping in horse shit.
Like, literally.
That's.
Yeah.
That is what these boots were used for.
You influence everybody to get on the Hunter train. Hunter.
Yeah.
Or however that girl's name.
Hunter.
Yeah. That.
Ugh. Yeah. You got to add the at the end. Very throaty.
I bet it was.
Oh. Awkward. Okay. So I need to know about like what life actually is like in Montana then. How long did you live there?
Until I was...
Because I am a Yellowstone freak, and I am fascinated, and I've never been to Montana.
When did I leave there? I was like 25, 24, 25, I think.
So like
I've been here in Texas for like 10 years now.
So the majority of your life, you were in Montana.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is Bailey from Montana also?
No, Bailey's from Midland, the town that we're in. All his family and stuff here. So I moved to Texas, and I was like working, selling drill bits in the oil field, you know, just...
Cash, yeah.
Bit.
Yeah.
And they put, like, they relocated me here to Midland. I met Bailey, like, at our CrossFit gym. Like, we were buff. Not anymore.
I love
but
it.
But we were. And then they were getting ready to, like, transfer me. And I was like, I don't think I want to go. And my brother called and he was like, what are you doing? This is a great opportunity. I was like, I think I'm in love.
That's actually
so
very sweet.
That is sweet. But it worked. So I was like, this is great.
Wait, how long had y'all been dating at that point, though? Like
not that long.
Ooh, so you really put all the eggs in one basket.
Yeah, I was like 28. But what I was like, I will always tell my kids to wait, like, as long as you can. Like, the high school sweetheart thing, I feel like, works out for half the people that I treat. Like, you need to live.
If they're
you
lucky.
Need to see what you like, what you don't like. And, like, be an adult and go through your crazy years. Like, you need to have that freedom.
Yes.
And then when you find something that you know you need and you like and you want, you're like, okay, I found it. Mm-hmm. I don't need to sit here and play these games or do stupid shit. Like, we were both the same way. We were like, yeah, let's just do it.
That is
here
really
we are.
I can't believe we didn't know that about. I don't know why I thought, I just thought you were from Texas because
me
you
too.
Lived there. I just assumed that you were from there. You fit in so nicely.
I mean, thanks.
Yeah, I mean, I love that. So will y'all ever go back to Montana or y'all going to be in Texas forever?
I don't think we'll ever move back to Montana. And I really, really love Texas. Like, if I could, like, picked up the people in Montana and moved, like, they basically the same type of people. Everybody's like your neighbor. You go to a new town and nobody knows you. You got people that are like, let me show you around. Like, it's such a great state. I freaking love it. And Montana was the same way. It was just like, there's not a lot to offer up there. There's like nothing to do. So I was like, well, I'm not going to be on Yellowstone. Yeah. So let's get out of here. See what the world's got.
You're not going to be a Beth.
No. Although I would love to be.
I love Beth.
I feel like I am her.
Something that a toilet lid that
I
just
don't
slammed?
Want to know what that was out there. I do not. That door is closed and we are pretending like we don't know. It didn't happen. I'm not here. But it was loud.
It was. speaking of Yellowstone, where are you?
Same place that I was last episode.
Bitch!
I have not been home and I have not had I'm not a TV girl. I've said it 7 bazillion times. But this week I feel like I'll catch up. Because I don't have, like, I'm going to have downtime this week. Last week, I didn't have downtime. And the week before last, I didn't have downtime.
You may or may not have caught this, but she started watching Yellowstone and was, like, into it, but kind of confused. It's because she started with season 3.
Okay, but no. No. In my defense, I had multiple people message me and say the same thing happened to them. It was a glitch on, I want to say it was on Netflix at the time or whatever we were watching it on, because multiple people said that. My friend Stacy said that happened to her. I'm pretty sure it was Stacy. She messaged me and said the same thing, but multiple people said that. They were like, I started in season 3, 2, and then it erased. It was gone off of the platform. I think it was Netflix. And then it went into whatever. Oh, I'm okay.
I'll believe you. I'm not saying nothing.
If you're listening and it happened to you, slide into my DMs. I like that jingle. But yes, I promise you. But anyway, so yes, I started freaking watching it. And then I had to start over at 1. It got really complicated real quick. You know, one of those relationships. Yeah. And I was like,
wait, why is everybody dying? Why are they killing people?
Well, yeah, I was like, well, dang, there's this random kid and like, I'm lost. I didn't know. I just, you know, and I'm not the brightest. So therefore, confusion swirled. D's nuts, you know?
Yeah.
So anyway, I will. I promise. You know what? Tomorrow will be the day. I got nothing to do.
Excellent.
Go for it.
I'll let
the
you know.
The whole thing. I want a report.
Oh, I ain't binging. I ain't going to binge it. I'll binge a couple episodes. God, they're an hour long. Girl, my foot will start going.
But they're not really an hour long. They're like 40 minutes because they have commercials when they're on TV.
True. That's a long time.
She don't roll her eyes at me.
I get antsy when I sit for too long. You know what I mean? And then you got to pay attention on that. You have to pay attention during those shows.
You do.
You don't have to do what you don't want to do. You just can't be in the conversation anymore if you don't do it. So
FOMO might get the best of me. I'll get it. I'll watch some episodes tomorrow.
Thank you. That's all I ask. I ask so little.
You do. And I really do want to watch it because I know it's like the rave and I really do enjoy it. Like Mike and I can watch that together and we have. We watched the first few episodes together and he likes it. I like it. There's not a lot of stuff we can do, but we're a crime. It's either on Hallmark Channel or ID channel in my house 24/7. And I'm not kidding.
Or murder.
It is honest to God. And then going to bed at night.
Murder and true love.
Yeah. Depending on how I feel. I'm like, do I want to watch Hallmark tonight? And sometimes I'll start off, we'll watch like a murder show. And then like halfway through it, I'm like, God, this is real heavy before bed. Like I'm not feeling it. Like I might stab you with a butter knife. I don't know. So let's get to changing it to Hallmark channel. I am not going to stab anybody. Don't be turning me in.
So we were just in, Mount Airy. For the like girl Galentine's. NC girl gala Galentine's thing. And
that was so much fun.
Oh my God. Fun. It was amazing. Like, it was so much fun. It's all for like female owned businesses, women entrepreneurs, all that. So, I mean, just like a really good crowd and it was a ton of fun, but so Wendy and I rented this Airbnb to stay at. And when we first rolled up to this bitch, we're like, where the hell are we? Because there's like a condemned house across the street. The house next to that has 3 dogs living in a chicken coop outside in 20 degree temperatures. Then there's this like big ass tire shop and then the Pizza Hut.
Mm-hmm. We were surrounded by, we were very cultured like out there.
Very cultured. Anyways, so the second night, we start hearing all these damn noises in the house. And she and I are just, our rooms were across from one another. So we're just standing outside our doors staring at each other like, what do we do?
Or like, she's like, did you hear that? Yeah, did you hear that? And I'm like, I thought that was you. No, I thought that was you.
Like, no, they're like back and forth. So then we're just standing there and we're like, okay, I don't like this. We turn around, go back in our rooms. We hear the noises again. We come out and are standing across from each other. And I'm like, okay. And oh, you had realized that you left your keys in our friend's car.
Yes.
So she couldn't
even escape.
Mm-mm. No. And so I was like, okay, well, then we're going to have to like, we're just going to grab a knife and we're just going to keep knives on our nightstands. Like, it's all good. So I'm going through every drawer in this fucking kitchen. They have every kitchen, like cooking thing you could ask for, except for fucking knives. No.
No knives.
We're about to spoon them to death.
Yeah. I said, grab a fork or a butter knife, bitch. Because I mean, if you shove it hard enough, it'll do some damage.
Right. But no.
Were these like ghost noises or like scary somebody breaking in noises?
Both. Both.
They weren't ghost noises. Well, I mean, depends on what you consider a ghost noise.
Like if the house is creaking or like, did you just hear that door open? I either go like, oh my God, it's a ghost. I mean, I immediately go to ghost because I'm terrified of like ghosts. And,
yeah.
Like, the dark.
Same.
I'm really afraid of the dark.
Me too.
But if I know that it's somebody trying to get in my house, I'll go into like karate mode. And I'm like, oh, you fuck with me? I'm going to
punch you. Like, I'm a red belt.
Like full. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, this
was. I don't know how to use this gun, but I sure will.
Right.
This was like this weird creaky, squeaky sound. And then I think we figured out what that was. But then there was music coming, like a jingle. Like it sounded like dee 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 dee.
Like the ghost cell phone. Like who's calling the ghost? Or and the burglar?
It's like and we never figured like out what that jingle. Was.
Girl, yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't.
And then, about to haunt you.
Mm-mm, yeah, then thinking about it, like going to bed. The blinds were like a little cracked open and I was like, and then the next morning I was like, I swear I heard somebody outside my window.
Well, my concern was we left for this event all dressed up, looking nice. And then
we were looking like snacks,
fire.
You know,
fire.
And then we came back to the house and we had a bunch of girls with us coming back to the house and then the girls left. So it was like, if somebody was watching,
yeah,
you know what I mean? Like I just didn't like that. But mm-mm. That I think that is.
Mike is acting like he's hitting his head. It's my, they're putting Fisher to bed. My mom is here for the next couple weeks. And, Fisher likes Mike to hack. Like he's hitting his head on the door and Fisher dies laughing. He's like,
I just heard this loud. Ow.
Yeah. So, and Fisher will like crack up laughing. Hit your head. Daddy, hit your head. I'm like, oh, it's so cute.
They love it when you get hurt. That's like their favorite
it's
thing.
Why? Like, right. Kids are so mean.
It's like, twisted.
Yes. It's like, mommy, did like, you break your leg?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did. I'm like, well, dang.
You're laughing, it's
right.
Right. As long as you're entertained.
Honestly.
I don't even remember what I was going to say anymore.
Ghost. We were going to beat somebody's ass. Die, but did you die?
Yeah, we didn't die. So it's all good. You know, I won't be booking that Airbnb again, though.
Absolutely not. But it was beside a chiropractor.
Zero that
was
stars. Awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Literally zero stars. But you're about to go to Houston with MB and Lacey.
Yes. I was texting him the other day and I was like, wait, you three, like Lacey texted me and was like, are you going to this? And I was like, don't even, you're going. And so then I was texting with MB too. And I was like, oh my God, this is going to be so exciting. I'm like so pumped to just like see their faces. Like you said, like you talk to these people all the time and you're like, oh, what's up, bitch? What's that? What's that? And then I'm like, but this is going to be like real life. I get to see your face.
Yeah. When did you sign with Trend?
It was like early May, I think, of last year.
Okay. So you've been with them for a little while now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. They're so awesome.
Yeah.
So what's on the, can you share like what's on the agenda? Because literally our inbox is blown up. People are like, I want to know what they're all going to be doing in Texas. What's everyone going to be doing in Houston? Yeah. They're like, they're invested.
I don't know like the details of like step by step, but it's basically like any company would have like a yearly party. Like if a company had like a Christmas party, they just decided not to do it over Christmas. They're like, we'll just wait till all the Christmas crap settles down. We'll do it in February. So it's just like everybody gets an invite who works with Trend and they're like, if you want to come, great. And then we're going to have a casino night, I think, on Thursday.
Oh, cool.
That'll be fun.
Yeah. And then I think, yeah. I don't know. Somebody was like, there's going to be like a cocktail party. I don't know. I'm like the worst person to know details. I'll know them when I get there, but yeah. I'm like, yeah, I'm there. I'll figure out what I'm wearing. And then that's basically all I do.
Like
as long as I'm invited and you didn't leave me out, then I'm good.
I'm happy.
I will be there. Yeah. I'm the same. I don't like there. To plan like events. Like you're a lot better at that. Like Spencer's the planner when it comes to like the details.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'll show up. I'm going to have a bunch of makeup and clothes.
Yep.
Yeah.
Tell me how to dress and the date. I don't give a shit what we're doing, but just tell me how to dress and the date. I'll carve it out good, but I'm not doing any of the detail planning. People are like, let's go to dinner the night before. And I'm like, cool. I'm not booking a reservation anywhere. So just invite me.
Yeah.
I'll be there.
See, I'm a planner. I need details. I need like timeline. I need to like process and digest everything.
Mm.
I'm a freak. It's fine.
Tell me 7:30. I'm gonna be there at 7:40. I'm there. But honestly,
yeah,
I'm like
you tell me 7:30. I'm there at like 7:15 because I don't want to miss out on anything. Like, okay. Oh, first one.
So
there.
Ready to go.
I have pure intentions. Yeah. It doesn't happen. But you okay. Know. Yeah, it's fine.
That's what you have here. A lot of wonderful qualities. Being on time just isn't one of them. Nor is it mine. It's fine. that's why we're two peas in a pod.
Right.
Who are you most excited to meet?
Well, like I met a couple of girls that like were like I said, we were going to go to dinner and like, so it's nice to have a group that like, you know, like can be your home base, but like I said, Envy and Lacey, just to like be able to see them face to face. I'm super pumped about that. And I'm really excited to meet Dee Dee. I've talked to her. She was like one of the first people that I like want to be to like when I was doing
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah.
So I was talking about this with Bailey the other night. I was like, how weird is it that I'm going to walk into a room full of people that I literally was like copying your look to be like, I don't know you, but look at it. I just like matched your outfit and talked about you for 5 slides.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, that's cool though.
Yeah. That was one of the questions we got actually. People wanted to know like how you came up with Wannabe Wednesday, like when it started, how it started, like how you think it impacted your account and your growth and all of that.
It was, and I, everybody's like, you need to do that again. You need to start that back up. And I'm like, I would like to, but like, it would be fun to do it with like, back then, like I was the small account, like wannabeing these big, huge accounts, because like, that's who everybody was looking at to for fashion. So I was like, I want to be able to show that you can grab the shit out of your closet that you probably already have, make it look similar. Plus I'm not the same body size as any of these women. I would like grab different body types and heights. And I'm like, this is what it's going to look like on me. So, because I have like massive, like weird mirror, like when I see a picture on Pinterest, I'm like, I'm going to look like that when I put that outfit on. And I'm like, well, I'm also not like 7 foot tall, this super skinny model. So then it does not look like that, but I can make it work with my body.
Yeah.
Or I can figure out like, I can't get a cut like this, or my jacket needs to be a little bit longer or whatever. So that's like what I was doing, was just trying to show people like, you can have an inspiration. Don't like your expectations. You shouldn't be set if you don't look exactly like that person, but you got the vibe right. Like the vibe.
Yeah. So many people appreciate that though, because whenever we've talked about this on the past shows, so many women are like, man, I really love that, because not everyone can go out and buy a brand new striped black shirt or green, whatever, you know? And it's like, it's nice to be able to replicate something. It doesn't have to be just exactly the same of the shirt you bought, but like something that is flattering for yourself and you can like make that outfit. Like, I love that. I think that's great. And especially since people are purging everything right now. I mean, you know, it's like, I don't know. I just like that. It's so much. We talk about excess all the time that, God, there's times that it's just like, it's too much. So just to be able to go in your closet and redo it. And you've had a lot of like growth with, the past year and a half? When did we do the thing with her? A year and a half ago when we did our little?
Yeah. It was like.
Well, I think when I first.
January.
When I first brought you up on the show, I brought you up for the Wannabe Wednesday stuff, I believe. And I want to say you had
for that fight with that crazy, remember that fight that we had with that crazy lady?
Yes.
God, that was crazy. Yep. No, but this, that was after when we first, because we knew you at that point. And I think before it was, when we first talked about you on the show, it was for Wannabe Wednesdays. And I want to say you had like 40K.
Yeah, like I started doing it, I think when I first started doing it, I had like maybe 10, 15,000 followers. And that was like I thought Instagram was broken. I was like talking to these other girls. I'm like, you guys are growing this much? And they're like, no, bitch, what are you doing? And I'm like, I don't know. Never mind. I'm just not going to touch my Instagram because I don't want it to break. And I don't want it to be like, hey, psych, you don't get all these followers. But the share, like I was listening to the last episode you guys did with MB, and she was like, shares, like people sharing you with your growth, it helps tremendously. So I saw that too. And it was like, oh, I get to do this really fun thing. But also the women that I'm replicating are sharing that. And I think that was like a huge, huge thing for my growth. But then like all of a sudden it was gone. And like Instagram's like, no, you're done. You're done. And now I'm like, okay.
Your streak is over.
Yeah. No, but what I was saying is like when we did that, I think you were at like what, 75? You were the big account with us. Remember, like it was
for the quarantine or for the
it was the quarantine thingy.
That like
yeah.
trend where we like handed everybody.
Yep, we did it with Katie, Steph. Anyway, like 12 of us, right? Yeah. Or whatever. And you were the big account at that time. Remember, it was like you were probably that's like 75,000, probably. Like, yes,
let's and we were balloons with the numbers. So I yeah. can take a picture of it. 50,000.
Aw, the good old days before Instagram changed literally everything.
Yep. And then they said, nope, you're done. Come up with something better.
And here we are still trying to figure it out. Right.
And what the other thing too is like TikTok was not a big thing, what, like a year and a half ago? Mm-hmm. Like it was not that big. So like me being like authentic, I fucking hate that word. I don't know why, but I hate the word authentic.
Yes.
Everybody uses that.
I know.
But like I was just like being... I was just being myself, and it was coming off as just like, you know, nonchalant, just like shit balls, you know. I was just swearing and just being a mom, but I was trying to be funny, and I was. But I think TikTok wasn't a big
I love it.
TikTok was not big, so like I get on TikTok now and I'm like, these people are fucking funny. Mm-hmm. Like I'm
so
not
funny.
That funny. So like I like my timing, like I can't tell people. People are like, hey, how do you grow your account? I'm like, I don't know anymore because I hit it on like such this weird phase of the perfect Instagram pictures and the perfect being on your stories all perfectly done was like kind of running its course and people wanted to see more real. And then I was like, oh, well, hi, here I am. And then TikTok came on and people were like, let me show you some funny shit. And I'm like, okay, well,
let me humble you.
Well, people on TikTok, we've talked about this in the past like month or two. I'm like, I want to be friends with those people. Their creativity is literally unmatched. Like how, like, I think we're funny, like in our own like ways, but these people are freaking hilarious. And I'm like, how is that your brain? How do you think of this? Because then I'm like, oh my God, I do that. Like I'm watching it happen. I'm like, yeah. Yes. Yes. Like it's like they're in your brain doing things like everyday stuff. And those are the best ones to watch. Those are the ones that go viral.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like how does our brain not say, hey, when you go wash the dishes and you do X, Y, and Z, do this, do a TikTok, do that.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I think it is literally a state of mind. I think the people that are like putting those videos out, it's like they know when they go about their day, they're looking for those opportunities. And I think sometimes just in your day to day, you can't always have that mindset because you have to also look at the demographic. I mean, this isn't the case with everybody. There are plenty of people our age and older that do TikToks and are viral and they are so, so funny.
Right.
But a lot of them are younger. They don't have kids. Yeah. They don't have the same responsibilities or things giving them the fog.
Oh
you
my
know?
God. The time. Yeah. If I think about that all the time. If I had this platform and TikTok was a thing when I lived in Florida and
I was
24 and didn't do anything.
15 years.
Kidding me?
15 years ago when I did nothing outside of work except
literally
party because there was nothing else to do. Like if I could have funneled that time and energy into something else.
In a parking lot. Yeah. I would have been like learning a TikTok dance in a parking lot, being like, oh,
absolutely. 1,000%.
I'm going to go do another one. Yeah.
Yes. No, 100. I think about that probably more times than I should. But I'm like, wow, this was around. I could be doing something really different. So yeah, I would literally be living my best life if I were back in Florida with no kids, nothing to do.
Yeah.
Man, but then
moral of the story: don't have children.
No. I was literally gonna say on the flip
just
side.
Kidding.
On the flip side, when I was getting my hair done on Friday, me and Becky were talking about that, and it's like, what did we do before kids? Like, what'd you do? Nothing.
We did nothing, and it was glorious. Bailey's like, I want to be bored again.
Right.
I want to be bored, and I'm like, right, we were bored, and we ate at whatever random time in the day that we wanted to. Like, that was nice.
I mean,
we could leave the house.
You didn't have to do anything. Literally, you didn't have to do anything. Like, your day's off.
No.
You don't have to do anything. You don't have to feed anybody. You don't have to feed yourself.
No. I feel like my house was dirtier. Like, we were dirtier and messier because it was, like, just that.
Really?
But I feel like with kids, I have to clean up or else then it gets real bad. But yeah. I feel like I was like, oh, they're just dishes. It's just the two of us. We can let those pile up for a couple days. Now it looks like we went through the whole entire cabinet of dishes after one day.
Right, one meal.
We were like, no, I want the red plate. I don't want that plate. I don't want that cup. Ew, baby's got germs on my cup. And I'm like, oh, my God.
Do y'all, don't you want to, are you thinking about another, right?
We are. We always wanted three. And then it was like last summer, both boys were like playing outside and Bailey just looked at me and goes, we're missing something. Oh. Like, okay, so. Hold on, let's get through the summer. Like, I want to enjoy it. Like, I just had Grant in October, and so I was like, hold on, I haven't even gotten like a full like back to my normal self, feeling confident and good, and all my drinking in. And I was like, okay. And then just like maybe like 3 or 4 months ago, I went in and got my IUD taken out.
Oh,
so we were like, let's go. And then we've been sick every single month, and he's like, somebody's telling us something because this ain't supposed to happen. So every time that I'm like, that we're getting ready to go, it's like one of us has just been like deathly ill. I'm
oh,
like, okay, cool.
Yeah, not the right time.
Yeah, so we like want a third, and like, I'm like, it's gonna be another boy. Like, I'm gonna be living with dudes my whole life. That's what it's gonna be. And he's like,
yeah,
I just want us to try one more time, see if we can get the little girl to, like, you know,
that is really cute that he's like that. That is a rare thing for a guy to be like that about a kid. I feel like usually they're like, whatever. Very nice.
Yeah, and I'm like, I just like, it's like the first 6 months, I'm just like, I don't like baby. I mean, that sounds bad.
No,
it doesn't.
Like,
we get it. We were just talking about this earlier too. Yeah. Like, and I've said it. Like, I'm not a baby person. Mm-mm. Somebody shows up with their newborn.
I don't want to hold your baby.
I'm not. Yeah. I don't want to hold it. Like, no, thank you.
Don't give me that ball and chain.
Yeah, I'll look at it from afar, but I'm good. But like, that doesn't mean I don't want my own children. But when I picture myself with kids, I picture like my life 30 years from now when I'm an old bag of bones and I need my adult children to like be my friends and like hang out. Like, I picture that.
Yeah.
But like, you can have kids and not be a kid person. It doesn't mean that you don't love your children or that you don't love your friends' kids. Like, I say the same thing. It's like puppies. Like, there are puppy people and non-puppy people. Puppies suck, just like babies.
Literally suck.
Unpopular opinion, but babies and puppies, they both suck. They're cute for a reason, you know?
Yeah. It's a lot. They're a lot of work.
Like, if it's somebody else's puppy.
Yeah.
But I don't even think babies are cute if they're somebody else's baby. Like, I don't want to hold
her. No, people are like, you want to hold her? Not really.
You want to hold this little miniature alien? And I'm like, no, I sure don't.
I was just.
They all look weird.
Just telling Wendy this morning that when I used to work, like years ago, when I used to work at the mall, all my coworkers knew that if somebody rolled up with their stroller, I would be like, oh my God, hi baby, how old? And that was my cue that baby's fucking hideous. Come running and take a look at this. And that is also probably going to go over like a fart in church.
It
people are not going to like that I said that some babies are ugly, but it's the truth. It just, it's a watermelon that just came through a straw. Like, they're usually a little misshapen.
They are a little bit misshapen. I thought I have 17 drinks on the table. I thought they were all going to go fine. No, I agree. But that's cool that y'all, like, or maybe potentially.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. We're just kind of like, I tell everybody, we're just playing without a goalie. You know, we'll see how it goes.
That's right.
That happens. But, like, I don't know if we have, like, a cutoff. Like, obviously my body will cut it off. I mean, this is getting old. But my doctor's like, you know, it's going to be harder and you're getting older. And I'm like, okay, thanks. So
thanks for the reminder, bitch.
Well, they act like it's geriatric when you're 31. Yeah. It's like, relax. Like,
is that what the cutoff is?
No.
When you're like, 31, you...
No, but I had Fisher at 32 and they were... Yeah, they were basically acting like I was about to be, like, dying when I had my kid. And I was like...
Meanwhile, there are women in there that have children into their 40s nowadays. Like,
oh, yeah. Didn't Janet Jackson have one at 50?
I mean, that's a little old.
Wasn't she a grandmommy?
That's a little old. I don't know about all that.
Somebody did.
She was like the
news anchor,
show,
right?
Yeah. She had one, like...
53?
She's not.
That is...
How old is she?
Sorry.
Did we just insult Savannah Guthrie?
We might have just insulted.
Uh-oh. Wow. Sorry. Well, I mean, that is a little bit on the sunset of life aspect of, like, having a baby.
Sunset of life.
I'm just saying that is
a lovely way of phrasing that.
Yeah. I'm a beach kind of gal.
The sun is setting on your life.
You ain't got much longer, Diana.
Theme. Yeah. That'll be the theme for my 40th birthday party. The sunset of life.
Hey, I love that, actually. Yeah. Dang. I mean, whatever.
So, if you had a piece of, like, anti-advice, like something that people shouldn't do, what would that be? A mistake that maybe you've made and had to learn from?
I mean, I don't make mistakes. I just like roll.
Obviously, you're perfection. Yeah.
I like own my mistakes. I feel like I'm pretty good at just being like, oops, sorry, did that wrong. Or, yeah. I did that wrong. Or, I have massive typos all over my screen. I know. I just like
eat a little crow.
I would say, I mean, I don't know. Everybody, like, I don't know. It's hard to, like, point out a mistake that people make. I think if you're trying too hard to be something that you like to follow. So if you see somebody, like, talking a certain way or doing something in a certain way, and then you just, like, copy it almost. I feel like that's, like, because that's their vibe. That's it. Like, go, like, stay in your own lane and just, like, put your head down and go. Like,
yeah.
Don't give two shits about what anybody else is doing or saying, because sometimes the more you look for inspiration, you don't even realize that you're actually using that, and you just look like a carbon copy of the next person, because you've been watching other people do it so much that you're like doing the same thing.
That is such a great way to put that.
Yeah, and I do it all the time where I feel like I'm like, oh my god, that looks so good the way she did that. And then when I'm, like, making a collage or doing something, I'm like, wow, that looks insane, but I just spent 2 hours on that, so I'm pushing that out there. But it's, like, the people that I admire for the reasons why they have their feed the way that it is or the way that they do things. But then I find myself and I have to catch it and be like, no, you aren't them. Stick with what you got. Yours is a little bit messier. Like, it's a little more like, this is the shit I bought today, instead of, like, these are my signs that are all beautiful.
Yeah.
I don't know. I would just say it's just more like it sounds so that I hate saying, like, just be yourself. Like, what's that movie where she just sings, like, be yourself, be yourself.
Swiping up? Because we sing a lot.
No.
We're always singing something. Like the musical movie?
No. It's from a funny movie with somebody.
Mary Poppins.
This is why I don't tell jokes, because it all comes off super flat.
Sorry, like,
nobody knows
pretended.
What you're talking about.
I can't even think of one. The Sound
it's
of Music?
Christmas movie.
Oh.
What the fuck's name?
Christmas movie.
Ryan Reynolds is in it, and his mom is singing it to him before he goes ice skating.
Okay, that's I know what movie you're talking about. I can't think of the name of it, and I also
he's
don't
like, mom,
know the song.
Where are my ice skates? And she's like, don't need ice skates, just be yourself.
Oh my god, I have no idea. I'm really
clearly having too much fun with it.
No, I'm curious now. I need to know what it is.
She'll have to Google it. So how do you feel when other smaller creators do Wannabe Wednesdays now?
Oh, I love, like, I'm totally one of those people who was like, you know what, do your damn thing. If that's what you love to do, do it. Like, I'm just so, like I said, I literally stay in my own straight and narrow that I don't even, it sounds bad when it comes out, but I don't give a shit what anybody else does. Like, I don't care. Do what you got to do. Like, I'm going to stay in my own lane. I'm just going to keep, like, going forward. But it's flattering when people are like, oh, Wannabe Wednesday. And then sometimes when I first started, I will say, I was like, bitch, you didn't even, like, tag me and be like, Stephanie came up with Wannabe Wednesday. But now I'm just like, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I figure now is a great time to go into some of the questions that we had submitted for you. So I will start Bob Molly, which I pray to God is a play on Barb, Bob Marley, because that's funny.
Is it Barb?
No, it's Bob Molly.
Oh,
77.
Okay.
Says, no question, just that she's my favorite and helps me have hope after our two miscarriages.
That was really sweet. Yeah. I said, open book. Like, we had two miscarriages. Like, we struggled. It took us, like, 2 years to have Winston. And then I'm just, like, mentally prepared that in between all my kids, I'm going to have a miscarriage. I'm like, it sucks. I mean, it's, ugh. But I hope that I can be, like, a light to somebody.
Yeah.
We got a lot. I mean, there was a lot of people, like I said in the beginning, that were super excited to have you on. Like, she's my favorite to follow. There's somebody that follows us that's like very good friends with a really big bib and was like, she's my absolute favorite person to follow besides so and so, which is sweet.
Thanks.
Leanne.
I'm the best number two.
Yeah.
Hey, that's all right, isn't it?
Leanne Starlins wants to know how you adjusted after quitting your full-time job.
So I made sure that my income from Instagram, like, was steady enough and could supplement my real job before I quit it. The sucky thing was I had finally found a job that I really liked. Like, I was still working in the oil field, but it was a position that kind of like took me, I was a manager. I was like important. People were listening to me. I was like, but now like this whole other thing is growing. So I'm going to give it time. And then just kind of like, I just waited for the finance side of it to like be steady enough to quit my job. And then once it was, I was like, okay. I literally just went to my boss and I was like, this is what my new income is. If you can pay me that, I'll stay. And he was like, no, I can't. And I was like, okay.
So you waited until, so you waited until influencing was actually making you more money than your salary.
Yes. Okay. And for a long period of like, for like, it was steady that way.
Right.
But I was like, it wasn't just like, oh my God, I blew up for a month.
Yeah.
And I'm going to quit my job.
Yeah. That's smart though.
Like, this has to be a steady stream of income before I'm going to leave something that's paying me to watch YouTube videos.
You're like, sorry, I gotta go. I'm gonna go do Instagram. They're like, I'm sorry, what? Like,
yeah,
I'm an influencer. Like, look it up.
I know. Yeah, I worked for all men, and none of them had an Instagram either. So I was
right.
Like, hopefully, none of you know who I am, or like see me try on bras.
Go have fun playing on your phone, Stephanie.
Elaine submitted a question. Elaine said, "Is she related to Olivia Benson?" Do you ever get that?
Who is that?
Who's Olivia Benson?
What?
Oh God, I'm gonna have to do that.
I don't know who that is either.
Okay, so Olivia Benson is a character on Law & Order SVU. It's Mariska Hargitay is the actress.
Oh my gosh, like I didn't know that was her name, but I know the face.
Oh, I've never watched
but
that.
But now I'm flattered because she's like a hot lady.
She's a very hot lady. And can we just say, like, what a career. Law & Order SVU has been on since 1999. She's
what?
I'm pretty sure it's 99 is when that show first started. She has played the same character for that long and like done it well.
Yeah, it is 99.
Good for her.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
I'm like a TV encyclopedia.
You are. So you're just really good at the knowledge of the TV shows.
I just am really good at random shit.
Did anybody also just like first when they heard 1999, they're like, that wasn't that long ago.
Like 10 years ago? Yeah.
Yeah.
Like when forever. I hear like, oh, the 90s, I'm like, oh yeah, like 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Like fucking kill me.
But our generation is stuck in that mindset. Like I know I am because when I think about it, I'm like, yeah, it's whatever. No.
Back
no,
when life 20. Was easy.
Right. When you had nothing else to worry about but Cheetos and
Diet
Dr. Pepper.
Okay. So that was from my friend, your friend.
Oh, my friend?
Stacy.
Oh.
Wants to know, is the wine glasses that you shared earlier, are they?
Oh my God. Are
they cylindrical or square?
This is the test, honey.
Yeah.
What are they?
Okay. So this is like, are you guys on opposite sides of the fence?
Oh yes. Very passionately.
So when I found them, I searched Amazon for square wine glasses. So I would call them square.
Think
That you. Doesn't mean it's right, Wendy. Get off your high horse.
Let me tell you something. I saw Katie Roach, 2 years ago? And she said they were square. So I did the same thing. I looked for square wine glasses on Amazon. Got them. Started using them. Well, we were talking about them, and I said something about my square wine glasses. And she was like, what? I'm like, my square wine glasses. She's like, what do you mean? So I was like, my square. We have argued about this. And then my friend Stacy, I was like, well, I'm asking Stacy, you know, or whatever. And she's like, no. And then Mike, my husband, not on my side. I was like, this is bullshit. Like, y'all aren't even my friends.
We'll figure this out.
Please ask Bailey and report back. Let me know. Because they are square. I mean, we have really battled this out.
We have. I'm sticking to my guns. Thanks, they're cylindrical. Steph. The two of you can have your square wine glasses.
No.
But if you drink enough wine and you look at them, they look like they're square.
Right. But the angle of the glass is a square.
It's a hard angle.
Right. Yeah, and that's what I said.
The angle of the glass is 98 degrees, which is a boy band.
Right. But
it's not 98 degrees. It's 90 degrees.
So wow,
tell us more about how smart you are, Spencer.
And wow. Your point is mute. You're done.
Wow. Moving on from these cylindrical wine glasses.
The squares. Uh-huh, go ahead.
We have a couple more comments that I just wanted to read because I thought they were sweet. So Brittany Bernardi says, no question, but oh my God, I'm excited. Oh, first MB, God. Now Steph. Killing it.
Oh my gosh.
So the Blonde Bomber blog says, not a question, but I feel like people should know that she is so special. She is the underdog's biggest cheerleader. Not only mine, but so many others. She's literally changing lives. Love her.
That is really sweet.
Oh my gosh. That's like the sweetest. That's one of those comments that I will remember forever. Like, nobody has ever been like, you're changing lives, girl. Like, you're
doing big things. You might not be what they expected in Target, but you doing, you slinging some lives changing, baby.
Love it.
Oh man, that's so sweet.
That is really sweet.
So Rachel Murphy wants to know what you thought of the 2021 BIB Awards. We take no offense.
Well, this is the thing. So I think the way that you guys did it was awesome. We left it up to the people that follow you to basically write the awards for you. So it's the same thing when people like make judgments on me or any other influencer. Like, I'm always saying like, yes, but like, you got to get to know the people to understand where they're coming from. Like, knowing somebody face-to-face, like, you understand where they're coming from or, like, what the joke is. Like, it's really hard. This is why I don't do, like, jokes or, like, cutting-edge stuff. Like, I'll say it to my husband where he's like, oh, that's good. And I was like, I know, but, like, not PC enough to put it out there because people just won't get, like, they don't get my delivery. It's all off. It just sounds not good. But, like, when you get to know you guys and understand, plus you did technically, like, leave everything up to your followers. Like, you were like, you pick the category. We'll put up everybody that you put, and you pick the winners. Like, so, like, your hands are clean and free, right?
I mean, we thought so.
You would think,
We thought so. Do you have any, we will be doing a 2022 BIB Awards. 1,000%. Do you have any suggestions for us?
For like category? Or anything. For like
we should do different.
Like, everybody could just enter in my name. The one. And like,
right.
Replace Jen Reed with Better with Chardonnay and I'll be good.
Yep.
Yeah. Any category where you recommend Jen Reed, just swap them out.
Yeah, just swap it out. Just write and in, like instead of typing the, just type Better with Chardonnay.
Done.
I think that's fair.
I think that's very fair.
Yeah.
I'll have to think on categories. I feel like you guys had a really good array of like the good and then the funny and then the like kind of like juicy stuff. There.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what people like.
People are so creative.
Followers love the juice. Yeah.
Yes. But I was a little nervous. And we talked about this on another episode. I was nervous with the awards that like people were going to pick some like
like the only category suggestions we were going to get were going to be like super snarky ones that we didn't want to do. And right. I was like, but actually no, like a ton of people wanted to know like really positive categories and things. And
people
like
are very creative when it comes to that kind of stuff, which is very interesting to see, you know?
Okay. So we've got a couple more here that we'll do. So one of these that I screenshot was one that you already kind of talked about. It's how many babies you want. We want one more. Would you be done at three?
Oh, yeah, for sure. It doesn't matter, boy, girl, whatever. Like, I'm done. She gone. Or he's getting snipped. He just doesn't know it yet.
You know what? The men should have to get snipped.
Yes, they absolutely should.
Like, think of all of the, like, all of the things that your body has gone through. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Why is it that we haven't come up with a birth control for men yet? Huh? Because guess what? In a 9-month period, I can only have one baby, but they could spread their seed all over town and have a boatload of them. I'm just saying, men should be the one to take birth control.
Really bad if you were in a relationship like that. If your husband is spreading a seed all over town and you're pregnant.
Call it spreading seed.
Like moist. I kind of agree. I don't like that either. Yeah, there's a few words in that. Spreading seed. What are you, a gardener?
Really though, I mean, I'm just saying, you could have one man have a lot of babies in a 9-month period.
I mean, think about it. A guy could get like a million girls pregnant in 1 year because they could just do it all over. They could spread seed all over town in one day and the next.
Oh my gosh. I mean, I never actually thought about it that way, but right. It's totally true.
That is very trippy if you think about it too much.
We are shut down for like a good 10 months.
Right. So the men should have to take the birth control. That's all I'm saying. I find it.
Lorena Bobbitt birth controlled her man.
She sure did.
She said.
She sure did. Oh, Lorena. Okay, so last one. Reinventing Ray is her handle. She says, yes, so excited for this. Would love to hear more about her journey of getting into the influencing and blogging, etc., and how she thinks it's changed over time.
I started by, like, when I was pregnant, I was like, oh, my God, everybody does these cute little, like, bump pictures, like, bump dates. And that was back when, like, the word board thing, you know, those little, like, letter boards.
Yes.
Don't go back to my feed because it was full of fucking letter boards. Like, it was like, oh, you can't even, like, say the joke out loud. You have to put it on a fucking letter board in front of your big belly. Like, that's what I was doing. But I started doing that. And then, like, these pregnancy people would, like, repost me. And I was just like, oh, my gosh, I think I'm famous. No, I wasn't. But I literally jumped from, like, pregnancy stuff. And then I was like, ooh, I'm going to do weight loss. After baby. No, I'm going to do food and I'm going to try and make like food pictures. My food pictures were terrible. So I just started with all these little niches and then I was like, you know, nothing's really clicking. Nobody's really following me. And then I just started like dressing my body after a baby and I was like, I am so jiggly. Things, I do not feel like I'm in my own body at all. And then I just kind of like took it and rode with it from that. But like, I don't even know where I was going with this. What was the second part of the question?
Well, she wanted to know how you got into the influencing and blogging and how you think that the industry has changed in the time that you've been in it.
I don't even think I've been in long enough. And I have not been in it long enough to notice that there's like a huge change. I'm sure some of these OG girls are like, it's way different now. But like, I just like, somebody was like in an email, like, hey, would you like to try this product for free? And I'm like, oh my God, I've made it. Here it is. I've made it.
Yeah.
Somebody's going to send me a free product to put on my story.
Right.
Then you realize I didn't even know that I did not get into this knowing that there was like a full on business on the backside. I just wanted to get accepted into reward style, like the like to know it, and then like pay for my clothes that way. Like, I want to make enough money to buy my clothes every month. And then once I started like doing campaign deals, I was like, oh shit, like there's actually like a huge back end business side of this too. But I have not been in it long enough to know if it's like changed or if, like there's some weird changes going on. So
did you follow influencers when you started getting into it? Like, how did you get into it just because you liked sharing your photos? Did you say, hey, like maybe I should take a shot at this and I can make a career of it one day? Like, how did you know about, like, reward style, for example?
Oh, I knew about reward style, I think, I was following like Maddie Nelson and Jen Reed and like all like the OGs. And then like, I think I clicked their link and it went to that Lexi note. And I was like, oh, I'm going to sign up for this so that I can like put my clothes on there too. That's how I figured out about that. And I was like, oh, and you can make money from this. I did not know either. I mean, now you can tell like a paid campaign because you got like hashtag ads, sponsored, but I didn't know that they were probably getting paid through campaign deals before. I didn't know that they were making money other ways too, right, like with brands and all of that. I had no clue that any of that was even a thing. So I just wanted to be like, oh, I'm just going to build my like to know it and hopefully like pay for new clothes every month. That's probably what they do, right?
Yeah. Want to make a nickel, yeah, you know, make yeah, it a nickel for that shirt.
They're just like, yeah, they're just sharing their lives because they don't have anything else to do, right? Like that, I was a stay-at-home mom, so I was like, yeah, I have nothing else to do. I'll just like walk people through trying to like sleep train my kid or whatever.
Yeah.
And throw on a pair of shorts and be like, look at these.
No, that's
but
cute.
Yeah, if that, I honestly didn't know what I was getting into. It kind of has all just like flowed into something. And I'm like, oh shit, like this is a full on thing. Yeah.
That's so wholesome.
Let's ride the wave.
But yeah, that's how it happens for so many girls. Like most of the bigger bloggers just say that they started out the same way, just sharing things and it took off. They grew. And then the more they grew, the more they grew, you know? And then it like turned into a business where you are signed with an agency and a management team and they're pitching for you and doing all that. So, and here you are, better with Chardonnay. Better with management,
hey girl,
better with
Chardonnay.
Yeah. Do you do a blog too? I should probably know this. Do you do a blog also? Like, do you write?
I just hired my like very first person to help me like in October.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I have an assistant. Her name's Lissa. She's amazing. I don't utilize her as much as I should because I'm so hands on and I've done everything myself that I'm like, no, don't touch that. No, don't. Oh, no, I'll do that. No, I'll do that.
Yeah.
I'm like, I know you're good at your job, but I have a problem with like letting shit go.
Sure.
But I was like, I really want to at least get all of my stuff like replicated on a website somewhere in case Instagram's like, hey, you're done. Bye. See you later. And I'm like, okay, then we can like, people don't read blogs anymore. So, but I got to have somewhere to push them. So I have a website and then that's just like, I just look at it as like a saver, like save my stuff somewhere else. But like, I'm not like, go read my latest blog. I don't write on it.
Yeah.
Like, I don't write it.
Yeah.
So if Instagram were to go away tomorrow, what would your plan be? Would you go back to working in your previous industry? Would you just find a different way to like monetize your website?
I don't know. I've always thought like I would want to like work within the business, like the branding side or the marketing side. So like maybe like other people, like being like, have like being on with trends, like, okay, you guys have connections with these brands aren't going anywhere, but like, hey, do you need like a marketing team or like trying to go in to figure out what's like, what the next like path is for marketing your content. I feel like that's probably the way I'd go. I would stay. I don't think I would go back into the oil field. It was not really tapping the buttons for me, but I think I would stay on the same side of like marketing. That's what I got my degree in, was like marketing, some business marketing shit. I don't remember. Nothing that I do.
It was expensive. We're not going to use that.
Yeah. No, not going to use that.
Right.
But I think that's what I do, is I was trying to like, if influencing was gone and like people weren't influencers, I would probably try and go work with a brand that I like to work with.
I like that. Yeah.
Awesome.
Maybe.
Well, this has been a pleasure and I'm glad that you slid into our DMs.
Same.
You guys, I hope it was as satisfying for you as it was for me.
It was. You've been so fun to talk to. Like sometimes like we're like, oh gosh, we hope it goes well and it's easy and like smooth. You know what I mean? Like you don't want it to be like a weird episode because you're on the phone and that's a lot harder than sitting with somebody.
Right.
But you were a breeze, girl.
Next interview, I'm coming there.
Yes,
we're gonna do
absolutely.
Another. We'll just come hang out.
Yeah. I mean, this was actually better with Chardonnay, you know?
It was better with Chardonnay. Love it.
Yes.
Wait, do you guys have a launch date for your podcast, you and Nikki? Or
no,
not yet?
I told her, I was like, we're like this next week. I was like, okay, let's like, we gotta start over again the next, like we've started over a million times. And I'm like, it doesn't have to be perfect. Let's just fucking push it out there.
It literally doesn't. Just do it.
Just go.
You've got so many people like, that are excited to hear it.
Yes.
Just Just put it out there.
You'll figure it out.
It's gonna be a shit. It's gonna be. We're like, what topics should we talk about? We like, let's line up our first three episodes. And I'm like, no, let's just go. Let's just slow it. Let's just get out there and do it.
Balls to the wall. First episode.
But it should be fun. So yeah. Hopefully February of some. We said January, and then now it's like, okay, February. Okay, March. No, I think we'll
just do February of 2023. You know, yeah. Next February.
I don't want to disappoint anybody.
Yes.
Yes, but that should be fun.
Well, we can't wait to tune in. And thank you for coming on. Really appreciate it.
Yes. Thanks for letting me, guys. I was like, hopefully they say yes.
Oh, my God. Stop it.
Get the hell out of here. Like we would say no for you. Get out. Okay, guys. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Swiping Up. Head on over to iTunes, rate us 5 stars, and leave us some words of affirmation. And if you just can't get enough, you can head over to patreon.com/swipingup and subscribe at the Miller's tier. You can follow Stephanie at Better with Chardonnay, us at Swiping Up, me at Spencer So Basic,
and me at Wendy B and Basic.
And as always, don't forget to hashtag
embrace the basic.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.